The International Joint Commission says its recommendations to help restore some of the natural water levels on Lake Ontario and the St. Lawrence Seaway will also benefit the lake's wetland wildlife. According to the group, Plan 2014 will help Lake Ontario get closer to its natural ebb and flow throughout the year. Commissioner Dereth Glantz says Plan 2014 strikes a balance between the current plan and the lake's original water levels more than 60 years ago.
No regulation plan can satisfy the needs of all the interests all of the time, but what Plan 2014 does is work to balance and provide the most protection for all of the established interests and uses while also recognizing the interests that were not considered in the 50s, which include the recreational boating community and the needs of the natural environment.
The IJC expects Plan 2014 to restore some wetland ecosystems that were hurt during the last 60 years and bring back more animals like muskrats, birds, and northern pike. The amount of hydropower generated by facilities on the St. Lawrence River will also slightly increase. The IJC admits the plan does increase the price of maintaining shoreline protections by about 13%. Some communities along the shoreline also say the new plan will increase the chances of flooding and erosion.